The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, "If you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How can you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. A slave does not remain in a household forever, but a son always remains. So if the Son frees you, then you will truly be free. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, but you are trying to kill me, because my word has no room among you. I tell you what I have seen in the Father's presence, then do what you have heard from the Father." They answered and said to him, "Our father is Abraham." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works of Abraham, but now you are trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You are doing the works of your father." So they said to him, "We are not born of fornication. We have one father, God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God and am here. I did not come on my own, but he sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Jesus says, if you remain in my word, you'll truly be my disciples, and you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. It's one of Jesus' most beloved statements. What do you say we try to understand it just a little bit better, okay? Understand just a little bit better. The truth will set you free. First thing we have to understand a little bit better, though, is what freedom means. Let's understand what freedom means. Freedom always has two parts. Always has two parts. They always go together. There's freedom from, and there's freedom for. Those two always go together if you want to experience freedom. First of all, there's freedom from. It means freedom from constraint. It means freedom from force. It means freedom from being compelled. That's one half. But the other has to go with it. It's freedom for. And that means you always have to have a goal, and you always have to have a purpose. Always need both of those two. Let me give you a couple examples. Hopefully this will become a little bit clearer, okay? Here's one example. Suppose you want to take a trip. First thing you need is you need freedom from constraints. You got to have free time. You got to have enough money to buy a ticket. You got to have enough money to fill the car with gas, whatever the case might be. Airport has to be open. Highway has to be paved. No constraints, no compulsion. But that's not enough. You also need freedom for. You have to have a purpose. You have to have a destination. I had a bunch of friends that said they wanted to take a trip. Couldn't agree on where they were going to go. They went here for a day and there for a day and here for a day and there for a day. They came back 10 days later. I said, "How was your trip?" I said, "We never took a trip. We argued the entire time." See how you need a purpose. See how you need a goal. It's not enough just to have a freedom from. You also need a freedom for, or you're aimless. Another example. Talk about playing golf. Okay? Talk about playing golf. If you want to play golf, first you got to have your freedom from constraints. You got to have a ball, you got to have a tee, you got to have a club, you got to have a course, right? No constraints. But you also have to be free for something. You have to have a purpose, you have to have a goal. You got to obey the rules of the game, or you're not playing golf. See how freedom from and freedom for, they always have to go together? It's why freedom can't mean doing anything you want. It has to mean being free to do what you ought. So, for example, if I want to take that trip, I ought to be free to get to the airport, to be at the right gate at the right time, or I can't take that trip, right? Always for, always from. They always go together. It's never enough just to do what you want. You have to do what you ought. So Jesus says, the truth will set you free. What does that mean? Well, what does it mean that God made us to be free? What does it mean that God made us to be free? Well, you have to know your purpose. You have to know what you're free for. Baltimore Catechism 101, what's your purpose in life? It's to know God, it's to love God, it's to serve God. I'm telling you, if you forget that, you can't know what freedom is. The further away we get from God, the less free we become. That's why God's commandments are to our lives, kind of like the rules of golf, are to the game. It's what sets us free. That's why Jesus says, the truth will set you free. If you remain in my word, you'll know that truth. It's why doing what you want isn't really freedom. Do whatever you want, break God's commandments, you commit sins. You know, a funny thing happens when you commit a sin. You begin to be compelled to commit the sin again. People, temptation comes along, they cave right in. They don't have freedom. They're compelled. That's why Jesus says anyone who commits sin becomes a slave of sin. Now, the good news here is absolutely nobody can take your freedom away from you. Absolutely no government, no agency, nobody can take your freedom away from you. Ever. Because it's a deep interior reality that has everything to do with obeying God's laws with your heart. Don't misunderstand. It doesn't mean that there aren't unjust laws. It doesn't mean we shouldn't fight against these unjust laws. It just means that this deep interior reality depends on your saying yes to God's voice. It's why you can be free, even in an unjust society. It's why you could live in the greatest, most just society in the world and still be a slave of sin. It's why somebody could be in prison but have more freedom than their jailer. See how freedom works. And I'm telling you, the more we march along, the more unjust laws get passed, the more we have to learn this and learn this deeply, that freedom is a deep interior reality that nobody can take away from us. A little thought for you here this morning about what Jesus means when he talks about freedom. Somebody once asked Pope John Paul II, said, Holy Father, what do you like to do with your free time? And he had a quizzical look on his face, and he answered, all my time is free. That's how we're made to live. Let's draw closer to Jesus more than ever before to know what he means when he says, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.